AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM worldwide at ABQ.FM, kicking off another Saturday Real Estate Hour, 9 a.m. Saturday morning in October. Balloon Fiesta has passed, and I'm here with my good friends and my realtors, Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. Tigo, Tracy, how are you? Post-Balloon Fiesta and Parade of Homes.
Post-Balloon Fiesta, we can get to our office a little bit easier now. But, of course, we live on the west of the river, so it wasn't too bad. But, you know, our office down here on Alameda is a lot of traffic the last 2 weeks, which is great, And I've got all my Balloon Fiesta posters, my Balloon Fiesta poster collection in our office, which is always fun.
It is. It's very colorful and beautiful, and they can practically turn it into a museum over here. The Venturi team is located right on Alameda, in fact, on the way to the Balloon Fiesta from the west side, and you can see their brand new office. But we've got a lot of things to cover this morning. Also, good morning, Tracy.
Hey, good morning. So happy to be here again. Wish I was out golfing today, but you know, it's a great weekend for real estate. The Parade of Homes is still going on today and tomorrow till 5. And wow, awesome houses, whether it's, you know, like a Pulte or Twilight or, you know, one of those more production builders or custom houses. There's just an amazing assortment of homes to go view and tour, get design ideas if you're not in the market. What are the latest color trends, the latest...
Just explain what Parade of Homes is for people. They think they're like regular open houses, but they're not necessarily, right? It's through the builders.
Right.
It's the most exciting time of year, certainly for Tracy. One of the things that I think she likes to do and takes a lot of pride in is that customization of homes as well. Helping people, you know, out of the ground. Tracy, you oftentimes like to do that. But yeah, the Parade of Homes is perfect for that because it doesn't just feature the home builders themselves, but the designers and all the interior designers, the people who actually are making these homes better, bigger than life, if you will.
Totally. If you're thinking of updating your home, you can go and see the remodelers. You can find people who sell appliances, the flooring tilers, people that are the contractors that might help you. You go in and you see something, you go, oh my gosh, that's what I want. And you can find out what the source is for all the things that are in the homes. So it's a really fun event. I love it. And of course, it's our profession, so we keep up on it.
There's two Parade of Homes, right? There's one for the fall and one for the spring. This one is going to be the second weekend, this weekend for the Parade of Homes. And tell us about the homes, number of homes, et cetera, that are involved in the full Parade of Homes.
You know, the fall parade is the big one. The spring, there's not as many houses. The houses in the parade are categorized by prices. So you can look at certain price points. You can look at neighborhoods. I'm not sure how many homes are on the parade, but a lot. And they're in all parts of town, from the East Mountains to Rio Rancho, Northeast Heights.
Looks like about 60 from what we can glean from the main website here.
Nice assortment.
Let me mention that. I mean, you can just Google Parade of Homes Albuquerque and find it, but the website is actually homesofenchantmentparade.com, and you can see everything there, as well as the current Sukasa magazine, which is our home design magazine here in the Land of Enchantment. Is Sukasa, they've got a whole listing of all the homes in
there. I'm looking at a home right now that I'll move in tomorrow. Looks perfect for me.
Yeah. You get on. We're on the website here, and they're at the
stop. Tigo, this is too exciting.
Some cool. They're really cool. And the thing that's needed is it's all over town. It's all different areas. So something else. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, open houses. It's still a lot of resale homes, open houses. I show we have 130 scheduled for today, Saturday, and 150 scheduled for Sunday. And you can find those on our website, either our Welcome Home ABQ website. We have an open house search on there. We also have openhousesalbuquerque.com. You can go there look for those. So if you're going to be out looking at Parade Homes, you can check out some of the other ones as well.
Yeah, so homesofenchantmentparade.com, if I got that correct.
That's right.
And we'll certainly get into some market stats here in a moment. Tracy?
Oh, I was just going to say, we have a great house that'll be open today from 12 to 2 in Bernalillo, right in the Joe Boyden neighborhood on Avenida Los Sueños. And it's like in the path of getting to the Parade Home. by Joe Boyden, so stop by there today as well.
Yeah, you might clarify that Bernalillo, because I don't think everybody understands that there Bernalillo is both sides of the river.
Totally, and this is on the west side of the river, so kind of across from the Santa Ana Resort.
Casino. Oh yeah, that's a beautiful area, as you
Sheriff's Posse down in that area.
Right, that's a beautiful.
That
a lot of custom homes in that area.
Right, right.
Not to mention right by the river. That's the Joe Boyden area that Tracy just referred to, and there will be an open house today down there from 12 to 3 p.m., so make sure that you check it out. More about that here in a moment. Let's get to some market stats, kind of delving into the market stats for the week and what's happening. Now that we have been through three quarters,
right?
You have these crazy newspaper articles that come out, oh, the market's not doing well, Tigo, or the market's not doing well, the market's doing quite well.
The market's doing great, and it's I've almost given up on reading some of those. Well, I have given up on some
of
those stories.
You should just supply the stats to the papers, Tigo, because, I mean, really, you've got them on the tip of your tongue.
Well, you know, what happens is, and you know how it works, Eddie, they're just looking for filler stories, and they'll grab stories, you know, national stories about housing and real estate that just may or may not really apply to our market. And so, you know, when we, in real estate really is very localized, you know, so when you get these national stories or you see somebody talking about housing on CNBC or one of those shows, I mean, it doesn't
they
really
think it applies here.
Yeah,
they do.
It does. I mean, we can look at the big picture. We can look at the macroeconomic situation, and that's always you want to know that. But understand, it's every market's very different. You know, one of the things we've been seeing and been following for the last almost 2 years now is, you know, Albuquerque's been in a very steady, I hate to use the word slow, but let's just say a very steady pace of both the number of homes selling has been increasing, the number and the sale prices have been increasing. I'm looking at maybe 3-4% appreciation in Albuquerque.
That's pretty solid
this year, which is good. You know, last
certainly
year,
larger than the economy, larger than job growth. I mean, real estate, people are making some money in real estate here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I wouldn't say making money, but yeah, I mean, people are, I mean, you're, you know, housing is a good, solid investment, always has been, you know, except if you bought in 2005. But again, you know, most people should have seen that coming. That's a whole different story, right? That's a bigger discussion. And that brings up the next thing is you see a lot of these stories going around now. Are we going to have a new bubble? Are we in a new housing bubble? Are we building up to a new housing bubble? And my answer to that, especially in Albuquerque, is I see no indication of that.
That's good.
And, you know, one of the things that keeps us from that is that we have an appraisers, right? Every property has to have an appraisal. And
checks
they're looking,
balances.
Well, not every property, but for loans. And they're looking backwards. And so we can't have huge price appreciation jumps because we're limited by an appraiser's value. And they're looking at the historical data. And it just makes it harder to jump up.
Yeah, and that's kind of what happened, obviously, back in the day, is there was a lot of the lending requirements, a lot of the appraiser stuff was a lot more loose, and today things are much tighter. People actually have to prove that they can pay for the home to get a loan,
right?
Which wasn't the way back at one point, which is unfortunate.
Well, it's exciting to know that the problems that we had back in 2006 or 2008 and the velocity of transaction, it was kind of crazy.
It was.
At that time when people could just go on stated income. Certainly the mortgage business is very different now as well. So it's a different environment entirely. What's happening right now in some of those newer homes, the price of homes 250 and below, there's this competition number of backup offers being offered for this. Tell me about first the $250,000 and less in terms of those homes, if you will, or maybe a little less than $200,000.
Tico probably has real stats. I have, you know, like this past week, I had a client multiple offer situation, and it was in the valley, and there were investors bidding on it against real people who wanted to live there. And
wow.
It was crazy, and my folks had to bid up, and they ended up being the ones that get the opportunity to buy the house, but it's costing $8,500 more than what the house was being offered at.
Wow. So bidding it up.
Yeah.
It was already priced right, but somebody really wanted the house. There was a flight to quality. House goes for probably a good 5% more than their asking price. And that is a great success story here in the market. As we kind of comb through some of these stats, it's going to be interesting to note that the feeling as well. It's not just the stats that themselves, but the feeling. There's a positive feeling from home home buyers out there right now because they know there's less homes on the market, and that makes people want to part with their money as well, and right. that's why they're willing to pay for more. It's like, I feel confident in the Albuquerque market, so I'm going to go ahead and continue to invest in real estate.
Right, exactly.
And one thing we've seen is, just going back to that, the 250 and under, you know, there's we always use this number, month supply of inventory, and actually right now it's the lowest it's been. Well, let's see, let's go back.
Wow, this is just fascinating to sit here and get a consult from Tego and Tracy Venturi right here at their office on Alameda before I head out today, folks, and check out things. But I'm looking at stats. I've got all the numbers, the beautiful Balloon Fiesta pictures, and I've got Tego. I feel like $1 million. Tell me about the market.
Yeah, so if we look at month supply of inventory, which is always the number we use, or one mm-hmm. of the numbers we use when we're looking at supply-demand, and obviously supply-demand, your economics major, you understand. Sure. It's all about supply-demand, and that supports it. We are at the lowest number of, or the lowest number month supply of inventory that we've seen. I've got going back here.
Early 2011.
Yeah. Five years.
10 months
supply.
Supply. That's like, take your time, no
and
hurry.
That's at 250 or less, by the way.
Right, that's at 250 or less. Now, if we do a little switcheroo and we go, let's say, 275 or more, the numbers change. So, like I said, just a moment ago, I said we're at 3.5 months supply for the 250 and under, mm-hmm. and 275 and above, we're at 7.5%.
So, and that's creeping up a little bit.
Well, and when people say, you know, how's the market, you always got to say, well, what market are you talking about? Are you talking about the 250 and under, mm-hmm. or are you talking about the 300, 400 and above? It's mm-hmm. very, very different markets in Albuquerque.
Look at that. It was a 16-month supply back in 11.
Yeah.
So it's improved by twice the measure,
yeah.
down to 7.5 currently. And by the 250 and under measure, that's not good. But I can tell you, that's a very good number overall for 275 and more, especially with the average median income here for households in New Mexico, 44,000. What else do we see in these markets?
You know, and just one other number, I told you, I feel like we're tracking somewhere around 3-4% appreciation, which is always a hard number to look at until mm-hmm. you've got some real data, you know, 6 months down the line. However, you know, one of the things I look at is average price per square foot. To me, that's a good indicator of price movement,
okay.
not necessarily average price, because, of course, average is average. Mm-hmm. It's not actual true. I say that every week, I know. But, you know, right now we're from September last year to September this year, we've seen a 4.6% increase.
Should we give Albuquerque a collective?
Yes, I think we should. Yeah, no, I mean the market.
4.6% appreciation, 3.5 months available,
yeah.
250. I mean, this is a very confident market.
It is.
You got a lot of movement, a lot of transactions. The real estate market is happy.
Yep, and you know, I know we'll be taking a break, but one of the things is, you think about around the country, they say that, you know, Albuquerque market is usually a year and a half to 2 years behind. So if things shift, we'll have plenty of time here to know it.
Yeah.
Because it'll happen elsewhere.
Well, we will take that break. We'll be back with Tego and Tracy Venturi. And Tracy, how can people reach us?
Sure. Give us a call. Our Realtor on Duty number is 933-6881. And we have a great House of the Week coming up after the break.
And, of course, they can help you in your next real estate transaction. They help me and my family. Let them be your next realtor. Tego, how can people get a hold of you again?
Best place is our website, welcomehomeabq.com.
Visit that website. Check it out. Use all the tools. Back in a moment here on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM, and worldwide at abq.fm. Back in 2 minutes. AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM worldwide at ABQ.FM. I'm Eddie Aragon. With me, Tego and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty, and you can find them at welcomehomeabq.com. That's welcomehomeabq.com. In this segment, we're going to talk about new homes here in Albuquerque, also their brand new domain that you can visit, and the home of the week, as Tracy always tells us. There's a home available 12 to 3. Open house in the Joe Boyd area out in Bernalillo. If you don't know where it's at, we're going to give you the address and drill that down all for you so that you can go out and visit that home. But we also have our home of the week as well. Tego?
Thanks, Eddie. So, Tracy, let's talk about this new home. Just hit the market yesterday afternoon. Pretty extraordinary property.
Oh, my gosh.
Super unique. Let's talk about it, because I think it's something. Great. It's just one of those properties where, you know, I don't know. We see what thousands and thousands of homes, right? And we're always amazed when you see something. You go, oh my gosh, this is a special home, and this is one of those, right?
It really is. And the house we're talking about is 4001 Silvery Minnow Northwest, and it's in the Oxbow Bluff neighborhood. And if you're not familiar with where that is, it's right between Bosky School and St. Pius.
It's actually right behind St. Pius, really.
Yeah,
so if you turn on
St. Joseph,
it's just right down there behind.
Yeah. It's a really kind of beautiful gated neighborhood that sits right down by the river of custom homes, and some of the houses in there go up into the, you know, high million. I've seen one for two before. This one is like a bargain. It's $550,000. 4001 Silvery Minnow went active last night for $550,000. So what a steal. The house has plaster walls in rich colors, so there's like gold and red and all hand troweled, and there's Cantera stone accents. Now, Cantera stone's from Mexico, and it's I've seen houses overdone. This one's very tasteful with fireplace surrounds.
And the builder,
Ed Passage,
right. So very well-known custom builder here in Albuquerque, and it's just like, it's one of those homes where you go, wow, they went all out on this and did every cool little detail you can think of.
They did. So, you know, get on our website, welcomehomeabq.com, and look at 4001 Silvery Minnow. The other thing that's really dramatic about this house is it sits right above the river, and from the balconies, the master balcony, the dining, the living, you can see the river and the water glistening, as well as the mountain, because you're right on the other side of the river looking back at the Sandias. Really fabulous. And, the kitchen has a little fireplace like up at counter level. It's got professional stainless appliances like a Wolf and Sub-Zero, all for $550,000. So if you're looking for an executive home, kind of interesting because it's sort of lock and leave, because there's really not landscaping to take care of. They kept it very native.
Yeah.
Awesome house. Call us on that one right away, 933-6881. So, Tego, let's move on.
I think the biggest point on this house is if you don't want a cookie-cutter house, this is the house for you.
Yeah. And just look at it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, just get
cool.
online and look at the pictures. It's really cool. It has a lot of great features. So let's talk about the new home website. So, you know, I know we talk about this, but, you know, new home builders work with realtors, and, you know, we can help you with a new home, whether it's a Pulte or Panorama Custom or Stillbrook or whoever. But, Tego, you put a website together to make it easier for new homes, new construction homes, not
in Albuquerque, it's actually always been a little bit difficult to search the new home builders all in one place, because all the different home builders, Pulte, D.R. Horton, you know, Abrazo, you know, so on and so forth, right, Tracy? You know, we know who all they are. There was never a one-stop shop to go and look at all the different homes that were new construction that were either being built or are available right now. And so if you go to newhomesabq.com, that's the new website, newhomesabq.com, you can see all the new homes for sale. Which, and I've got that link on our main website as well.
It's an awesome site. I really appreciate it, because it is hard to find, and you can kind of see what general price points there are and what part of town. And it's a really nice, useful website. So I'm sure our listeners will find it that way as well. So, Tego, let's go on and talk about the... do you have other market stats to tell us about?
Not a whole lot. There was one thing, Tracy, you know, you and I in our team meeting here last week, we were talking about, you know, okay, there's so many homes on the market. How many of them actually sell? How many of them never sell?
Right. We had that conversation.
And I think people just assume that if a home goes on the market, it
eventually sells. Yeah. And, you know, our team, everyone kind of unofficially did a guesstimate of what that number of homes that don't sell is. And they were actually very accurate, right? Tell us how many houses don't sell every month.
Well, the number of homes, let me give you two different pieces of data. One of them is, of all the homes on the market, about, let's say, 20%, 1 in 5 sell. So every month, out of all the homes on the market, 1 in 5 sell. Okay? That's one number. And And that's way better than it was.
Right.
You know, even
right.
2 years ago in February, it was like 10% of the homes sold. So there's that number. There's another number that's interesting as well, and it's the homes that go off the market are either canceled or expire. You know, it's a listing, it goes in, and then it expires, and it never sells. There's about 15% of the homes that don't sell. So if you look
every month.
So you look at last month, there were 670 homes that just went off the market. And you know, they'll probably come back. They'll probably either fix up the house, you know, adjust the price, do some things to make it marketable. But it's just interesting. I think everybody just assumes, oh, if it goes on the market, it's going to sell.
Yeah, and I think for us, you know, when we're working with people who are ready to sell their house, you know, giving them good information, we're taking them down a path. It's stressful to have your home on the market and get it ready and have it in showing condition. So, you know, our job is to give you good information on what the market will bear for your home, and you know how to present it in the best light so you get the most for your house but in the least amount of time, because you can't just price it above market and say, oh, eventually the right buyer is going to come along and pay too much for my house. So, you know, let's you know, meet and talk about your house and put it so you're presented for the market and put together a marketing strategy that gets your home sold, not just the frustration of having your house not sell.
Yeah. And that is frustrating. It's frustrating for us. It's frustrating for
the seller.
Obviously the seller, of course.
Yeah.
So I want to switch to one thing, Eddie, and this one you might want to jump in on, because it goes into politics a little bit. Not at the level you do on your show, but it's interesting because it's has to do with local. A local ordinance that recently passed
the HOA stuff.
And so
this is a good thing.
This is a good thing, and it's interesting because, you know, you're a free market guy, I'm a free market guy, and this one, it's actually setting a limit on what homeowners associations can charge for certain things. Mm-hmm. Which at first glance you go, well, that's not right. How can the government come in?
Businesses should be able to
charge whatever they want.
But it's been unfair for a while.
Well, let's back up here. So when a property sells and it's in a homeowners association, there's a state law that requires that the homeowners association, the seller must disclose all the information about the homeowners association, the financial situation, you know, their meeting minutes, you know, everything, you know, if there's any assessments coming up, if they've got anything. So basically it's for the buyers, to protect the buyer, to let them know, you know, what's going on. So we're required to ourselves and or the title company, when we're working through the escrow period, to get these documents from the homeowners association and pass them on to the buyer, and they get an opportunity to review it and make sure they're good with it. And that's great. That sounds good. That's a state law. Makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
The issue has been that the state law states that the homeowners association management companies that do this, they're allowed to charge a, quote, reasonable fee for those documents. That's the law.
Right. Let me just interject real quick. So these homeowners association representatives are being paid by the homeowners association to keep the books and keep the records, and then they get to charge to give that information back upon sale.
Correct.
Which
let's be clear here. And a lot of people get confused. There's a homeowners association, which is usually a nonprofit, local, you know, managed by a board
nonprofit?
Of directors. Yeah, generally the actual homeowners association.
Yeah, that is the case. They are
the actual homeowners association.
That's right.
But then what happens is a homeowners association goes out and hires a homeowners management company.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that kind of do everything.
Right, you know, like Homeco or something.
Homeco is one of them. Canyon Gate's one of them. Right. There's quite a, you know, there's a bunch here in town. So anyway, the issue has been when we go to order those documents, the disclosure documents, some of the companies have been charging as much as $400 for those documents. The issue is there's no competition. You only have one option to go for that.
And nobody to tell you if that's good or bad or what.
Right. There was just nothing. And so what the city ordinance now states is that they can charge $200.
I thought it was $250.
It was $200.
$200.
Perfect. So that's the max.
That's the max.
And that's the city of Albuquerque.
That's the city of Albuquerque. Doesn't apply in Rio Rancho. There's a lot of people, Monica Youngblood in particular, who you know, state representative.
Yeah,
she's a realtor. She was working to get it done at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
last 2 years never could get anything done.
Right.
And so started working with the city council, and they saw the thing. The way I understand it has not been signed by the mayor yet, but it passed 7-2. At the city council.
That's great. You know, we sold a house 2 years ago in Ventana Ranch. And so Ventana Ranch has its own homeowners association. And then they were in a gated neighborhood inside Ventana Ranch. So it was two HOAs. They ended up $400 on each one.
$800.
$800 just to supply the documents. That's because they were two ridiculous HOAs. It was ridiculous. My poor seller. I had, you know, no ability to tell her in advance that right. that was going to happen.
And that's a check that they had to write in advance. It wasn't part of a closing, waiting for money to come in.
Oh,
they
yeah.
had to write it out of their check as they're doing moving and everything else.
That's the other piece of the law. They're actually going to make it so that the buyer or the seller, whoever is paying for that fee, can actually have that collected at closing. They don't have to pay. They won't be required to pay for those documents up front.
Good news all around, guys.
Yeah.
The market is good. 250 and it's 3.5, 250 and higher, 7.5 mm-hmm. month supply left on there. We
yep.
see brisk transaction pace, 4.3% year-over-year appreciation. Tigo, Tracy, how can people get a hold of you?
Again, our website, welcomehomeabq.com. Oh, I got to give you one more thing, Eddie.
Sure.
I just turned on. You'll like this. You're a web guy. You got abq.fm. We got abq.realty.
All right. Congratulations.
Abq.real. So .realty is one of the brand new domain extensions. In fact, it's not really officially out yet, but I was able to.
Well, congratulations on
yeah,
that.
So
we'll
ABQ,
certainly be looking for you there.
abq.realty. That's going
to
be our new.
He wanted to be like you.
Yeah, I want to be just like
ABQ.
You.
abq.fm, abq.realty.
Yeah. We'll see you both next week, same time, same place. And
right.
Thank you for both making it possible to have this Real Estate Hour right here on AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM. Stay tuned. Lone Star Home Loans is next.